Welcome, my name is Moses. I want to talk about internet addiction to porn. Sometimes in life, or most of the time in life, in our society that you are living, the digital world, you can see a lot of young men and young women are spending most of their time in the internet doing what? Watching porn. Pornography, they're all over. So, how can we help these children, help our youths of today? You can see a lot of people nowadays, there's this problem of lack of male or how do you call it? Men doesn't have the power to play that whatever that game that game that is supposed to be done between husband and wife. After getting married, there's nothing left because every powers have been finished. The people we are living around us, there's a lot of divorce, there are a lot of homicides, there's a lot of quarreling, there's a lot of breakups in the marriages in this generation in such a way, in a rate that is so high, we can't believe what is happening. But most of them are taking place as a result of the internet addiction of porn. Internet is not bad. Even right now, I'm using internet as a result, I'm also profiting using the internet so that I may preach the word of God. So digitalization is not bad, but how you use it, whatever you are doing in it, that is what will impact your life now and the future life. So how can you overcome internet addiction to porn? This is the question I'm asking today. Study shows that terms relating to porn are by far the most commonly searched for terms in the internet search engines. Wow. Every day, literally millions of people do search related to porn industry. The powerful imagery of internet pornography is highly addictive. Many men and women have been caught in the snare of internet porn and find themselves helplessly addicted to its visual stimulation. This results in uncontrollable lust and inability to experience true sexual intimacy in marriage, and often intense feelings of guilt and despair. Pornography is the number one cause of masturbation, sexual assault, and sexual deviancy. Most importantly, pornography is offensive to God, and it is therefore a sin that must be confessed, repented of, and overcome. There are two primary aspects in the Bible, in the battle to overcome an addiction to internet porn: spiritually and practically. Spiritually, addiction to pornography is a sin that God desires you to overcome and therefore will enable you to do so. The first step is to make sure you have genuinely placed your trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. If you are unsure, please know that without salvation through Jesus Christ, there is no possibility of a true lasting victory over pornography. Apart from me, you can do nothing. These are the words of Christ in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5. That apart from him, we can do nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. If you are a believer in Christ and are struggling with an addiction to internet porn, there is hope and help for you. The power of Holy Spirit is available to you. The cleansing of God's forgiveness is available to you. The renewing capacity of God's word is at your disposal. Commit your mind and eyes to the Lord. Ask God to strengthen you and help you overcome pornography. Ask God to protect you from further exposure to porn. And fill your mind with things that are pleasing to Him. These are the requests that God will honor and answer. Practically speaking, there are numerous tools to combat an addiction to internet pornography. There are good programs available, and there are several quality internet filtering programs that will completely block your computer from accessing pornography, such as Covenant Eyes. Another fantastic tool is available at www.x3watch.com. X3Watch is an accountability software. It tracks your internet browsing and sends a report of any objectionable websites you have visited to an accountability partner of your choosing. Your temptation to view internet porn will be greatly reduced if you know your youth pastor, parent, friend, pastor, or spouse will receive a detailed report about it. There are quite a few good books on overcoming porn addiction, like the books of Every Man's Battle, Winning the War on Sexual Purity, One Victory Over Time by Stephen Atterburn, and so on, many books. You can look at them on the internet. You can search on them on the internet and you'll find a majority of them. Do not despair anyway. An addiction to internet porn is not an unforgivable sin. God can and will forgive you. An addiction to internet porn is not an unconquerable sin. God can and will enable you to overcome it. Commit your mind and eyes to the Lord. Go commit yourself to filling your mind with God's word. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 11, it says that I've hidden your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. If your word, if there's a vacuum in your heart, it will be filled by either porn or either masturbation or either sexual lust or all those, maybe drug abuse and all this. But if there's no vacuum, that vacuum is not ought to be filled by anything else but the word of God. That is why David said in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 11, that in my heart I've hidden your word so that I may not sin against you. In other words, in my heart is full of the word of God. Nothing can find it, even a little space in my heart, because it's full of the word of God. If there's something trying to penetrate, unless it removes, it replaces the word of God in my heart, then it will have its place there. But if only I can allow it to replace the word of God. So your heart must be full of the word of God so that nothing can have its access to your heart. Seek his help daily in prayer. Ask him to fill your mind with his truth and block unwanted thoughts and desires. Take the practical steps listed above to help you. Those practical steps,
They will help you. They will help you to overcome everything. Keep yourself accountable and block access to internet porn. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask for or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Philippians 3:13 says, 4:13 says, I can do everything, including being free from internet porn through Christ, who gives me strength. May God bless you so much. My name is Moses. See you again in my next live podcast. Hallelujah. Stay blessed.